Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it is Red News Podcast 295, and in my excitement last week I didn't say the game. Sorry Nick, sorry Nathan. It is the 1st of February, pinch of the punch for the first day of the month.
2026.
And we are playing Fulham, and Nick said he'll take a dirty 1-0 victory. I will just take any kind of victory to keep this going. Football never ceases to amaze me. Me and Nathan in the doldrums, December, Wolves, I was watching the darts, and then in one spectacular week I can be a giddy fucker, so happy. Two Mondays on the trot where I've been skipping my way through the world. Literally, like, it never ceases to amaze me what it can do. And yes, it may yell go to shit, but I do feel like a hostage released from a situation where chatting to normal people, you know, like, and just going, it's not mad science to go, when someone tells you you're going to suffer and it's going to be shit. Hey, you mate, Nick could do the card if that's all right. You're right. What's your name and what do you think about today? Sorry, I'm shoving this in your face.
Well, my name's Pete. I'm looking forward to it. People have just stopped going on about the end of the season. Let's just enjoy it for once.
Yeah. Score prediction?
3-0.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, if you're told you're going to suffer and it's going to be shit, then it will be shit. So I just feel a bit released. I still don't want Carrick given it, you know, let's just see. And I do think we'll have an Ollie type bounce, but let's just ride with it. I had the hospitality of Nick last night. We went to Prestwich, a few nice bars, £4.50 a pint, one of them was lovely, made me a bacon sandwich this morning. We ended up watching the 1976 Cup semi-final, 1977 Cup semi-final at midnight, and the final. Joy, it was just like to see the kits and the celebrations and the joy. And just green off, I loved him. And I hope we see a Pancho or something. Hello, Nathan.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
You went to football yesterday, didn't you? And got a kick in the bollocks.
Terrible. But yeah, I don't think today's going to be easy. I'm going to bring it back down, as I always do.
Leopards never change.
It's not going to be easy. They were tough. They're seventh.
I'm cautious about today because I think the last 2 weeks, it's a very different proposition today because they're going to let us have the ball and it's us breaking them down and whether we can do that. So I think today is almost like the first real test in a weird way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pressure's on a little bit today.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like to think that it will happen.
It's just been nice, isn't it? Like just a much needed adrenaline rush. The atmosphere was brilliant last week, and just seeing happy faces. I think you said that, Ben, a few times, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hello, Ben.
Happy bouncing people coming out the ground. People chanting, "We're going to win the league now. You're going to believe us." But you know, it's just amazing what football can do. You know, as you said, December was all down in the doldrums, weren't we? You know, thinking, when can it get better? Can it get better? And Bob Carrick comes in, 2 wins out of 2. Today's a different test. I agree with Nathan. It's a big, big test today.
But our squad is better. You know, you look at that last week and you think, you mate, you're right. Get right in. That it's, you know, we're a better squad than we thought.
Of course,
Like that has been shown.
But these will give us a test though today.
But it's a mad league. Every game is difficult for everyone. You know. But I still think, you know, I do think we said at the start of the season 6, I think I'd be going now, let's aim for 5th and 4th, let's see. Mm-hmm. Like, that is highly achievable, and especially with teams taking each other off, points off each other. And where your big game players, the Cunha strike, you know, all of it, Dorgu, I really did not think. I did not think that player was there.
No.
I will. He
just shows
massive humble,
doesn't it?
And in the right position, you know, like he's better as an attacker than a defender. And it's like, and Cunha strike. And I did watch in my Man U madness. I watched Villa away, and Cunha had a similar shot in 3 minutes in that went just wide of the post. And it's just like how things when they're going your way come off. I know he scored at Villa, but it's like similar shot. Then he took it, you know. We've got options, and Mbeumo, is just made for us. He's like, he's a big game player. The City, what I loved about the goal against City, not just his finish, you bank him every time in those sort of angles, is he set it up with a flick. And then who's at the end to finish it?
He's a top quality player, isn't he?
His movement.
But he's, like, I think the fact is, though, since Carrick's moved in the top, he's been... Yes, but we feel like we played totally different. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't not mind Sesko, but it's exciting having him Burnham up front, isn't it? The link-up play is much better. His movement's better.
And yeah, but it takes the pressure off Sesko to then go. Because I thought Sesko at Burnley's head in the air, he was very good at Burnley.
Yeah, which is great. And it's like, if he can come in and be an impact as well, and that's how he finds his feet in this team, then great. But like Nathan says, I'm going for Dorgu, really. I think that... since he's obviously had this bit of a change of position as well, it's been a breath of fresh air. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like, I don't want to scale this down a little bit, but it kind of reminds me, I feel like we should use him very similar to how we use Valencia. Like, he can be like a defensive winger, but can still get forward. And I think that clearly looks like it's his best role in the team. But if he's going to give you a bit more defensive solidity, and I mean, City obviously didn't score, Arsenal scored two very scrappy goals. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like they broke us down. He's great that you can tuck inside. I think that's how we probably should use him.
We made the comment before the game last week, what a weird bunch they are, and their reactions. I mean, I know they won yesterday, but they were so restless, and the booing at the end. But their reaction, like, I saw one comparing Dalman's Champions League appearances with Cunha, and I just thought, get a life. You know, like, what? Like, how rattled were you by us? Jesus Christ, are weird.
Would they beat our 2008 team?
Yeah, it's like, I love that. They can't even beat our 2026 team. Bruno, 6 years. Is it me or time is going very fast these days? Wow, six
very
years.
Fast,
Early
fast.
Doors is back on iPlayer to the Regiment. Literally, come on if you've never watched it. Have we got any hates of the week, people?
No.
No, not really, not this week.
All's been right in the world these last 2 weeks.
I've got one of... 55-year-old watching Stranger Things, you're going to mock me, but I've thought, what's the hype? I'll smash it, because Mrs. watched one and said it's not for me. So I've watched it, binged it. I've got two episodes to go. I'm sick and fucking tired of that Kate Bush song. Every fucking dramatic moment they play running up that hill, can you just stop playing that fucking song? I've had enough of it. It's literally... 4 or 5 times every episode.
Isn't it a children's TV show?
No, it's not. It's got a, like, 15 or 18 certificate. TV and has certificates. TV has certificates.
It's still children's, though, clearly, in the eyes of the law.
Fucking hell. It's not. Fuck off.
I think it says it's recommended for 15-year-olds. The kids are cast of the show or something. Minimum of 15 to
watch. Right. It remains people not using headphones playing videos on trains. I absolutely despise it. Yeah. It's so ignorant and rude. And I can't stand...
I've noticed it's older people that do it.
I don't.
It's not even young people anymore. It's just, like...
ignorant.
I make a point of just saying to them, why do you think everyone else here wants to hear it? I'll question it. I'll call them out on it. Idiots. Hate it.
The last one I saw was on the tram, and someone was going through it, and they had headphones in and couldn't quite figure out.
Yeah.
They thought it was obviously coming through the headphones, but it was coming out the phone. It was just great just watching them try and figure it out.
Gabriel Hines celebrating like he's one of the gooners really winds me up. You've only been there 6 months. You scouse moving, wanting dickhead.
Yeah.
Someone sent a nice note saying thank you for the lads, and also to the sellers, and went, what you don't realise is that you are doing something that is bigger than just you lot. The mag and the pod, it's a light on United culture that others don't triumph. And when I feel down, you lot lift me up and you keep me going through the highs and lows of United life. So just thanks to all of you. And I couldn't get his big or bad Wesley Brown out of his head all week. So thanks for that. That really meant a lot. It is thankless. Please support the mag. It is, if you like the pods, come on, just... we've only, the problem we've got now, which is really, a couple of years ago we had 33 games at home, we've got 21 all season, and the next 3 mags, is that right, are 2 games each. We usually have 3 or 4, or Nathan hates the 5th day seller, but we have got 2 games each to sell 3 really good mags. So, like, I know I always say it, but if you do like the pods, come up for the next few matches and just... for £4 for 3, that's £12, 2 pints, and that will keep you going till the end of the season, and we'll start the campaign soon-ish, you know, April or whatever. Right, okay. Anything? Lemons. How calm. He's not. He might not be the greatest. He might not be a number, you know, like world class. But the assurity and safety and calmness that he exudes. I noticed when they were, when Martinez was going, and Martinez has made a hell of a difference, pushing back to our goalie, and Lammens just takes an extra second, which Inanna was flapping like. Yeah. Just that second makes a hell of a difference. I'm all right. I'm going to punt it long. And then everyone feels. And Maguire.
Yeah. It's just calmness, isn't it? And like, I imagine if you're playing in front of that, it'll calm you down. Whereas if you've got Unana behind you and you've no idea what he's going to do in the next moment, it must make such a massive difference. Yeah. Like, I still question, like, there's a few where he's, like, his shot saving, like, there's a few times that have been questionable, but he's only young, isn't he? Like, but, and I think overall the difference he has made in that calmness is worth it.
Well, that first season with De Gea was him basically getting used to the Premier League as well, wasn't it, really? So I'm quite happy to give him the benefit of the doubt there. But I genuinely like what I've seen of him.
Well, we said Stepney made a mistake for the FA Cup final 1977, which was Lammens with the wrong hand. Come on, Alex, you might have saved against Eusebio, but please, you should have done better for their scouts, Jimmy Casey's goal.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's just mad. There's the demand for tickets today. You know, imagine if it had been Amorim. There's people going on Twitter, you know, desperate for today. Like, under Amorim,
so may as well a couple of results
loads getting shit, you know, trying to get shifted today, wouldn't they?
So may as well a couple of results does, doesn't it, to the feeling, to people want, that now want to come and watch football.
The mojo,
yeah, because we're playing entertaining football as well. We're not exactly playing tippy-tappy, boring football, are we?
And imagine, like Nathan's point is, I think both games have been, what, like 38%. I know the possession, I mocked it the other day, but it'll be interesting today when we have more of the ball. Can we still be clinical? You know, where we're not. But someone posted a Carrick training video and he's going, break the lines, you know, just things. And it does, the briefings, you know, when a man's gone, when he arrives, Amorim's this, he's so good, he's so this. When he leaves, they say, oh, he was doing this. But he remains the one of a couple of lads at Carrington who was not doing enough individual coaching. It was the collective, and the players were not enjoying that they weren't getting individualised, you know, which you do need. Sometimes the more talented players need more, you know, or the ones who are struggling.
How are you?
Yeah.
Anything else, lads? We're going to do a nice one with a nice pint of Guinness after.
Yeah.
Harry's here today, Steve's kid, so I hope
I thought it was about Maguire then. That's what I said. I hope he's here today.
Right. Any more hates? Any more loves?
I don't think we have anything. It's just nice to be here without any kind of doom.
Gloom
hanging over you, and everyone's in a good mood.
Makes a nice change, doesn't it?
And it's not raining.
And it's not raining yet. Either. It's
right, predictions then. Zayden, you first.
2-1.
2-1. Hi, you mate. That's you, 4, please. Thank you. You're on the pod. What's your score prediction?
2-1.
2-1, us.
Who else?
Thank you. I'm going 2-1 as well.
1-0 United today.
Take it.
I take it. I just think.
Yeah, 1-0.
1-0. Okay. I think it'd be dull. I think it might be a bit dull today, and I'm all right.
I think it's
dirty wins. There's no such charm, especially after those two.
Not at all. But
3 wins on the trot.
It'd be nice. Just a professional 1-0 is fine by me.
I love it to be 3-0, but, you know, my heart's going 1-0, so.
I think it'll be interesting. These are the games that have screwed us up.
Exactly,
aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks for selling, everyone. And we'll see you after. Cheers, lads.
Number 30, Benjamin Shesko.
Hello everyone, unbridled joy, just unbridled fucking joy that this man here flattened at 2-2 and he went, we're going to win, what are you doing, you're not leaving, and Sesko is going to get the winner. Where did you see that?
I had an epiphany, I don't know, just blind defiance, because the guy in front kept slagging him off, so I just sort of went, nah, he'll get the winner. And then 90 seconds later, he smashes it in the top corner.
For what that can do, for 70 minutes, my notes were basically consisted of that is a mundane, run-of-the-mill, lovely, nothing, quite flat atmosphere, nothing happens, and then we've got that weak underbelly. but what that can do for our confidence, what that can do for Sesko's confidence, because he looked right against the post. That, you know, like, that's a good big win.
Oh, it's a really good win. And it was almost like, I thought we were good value for it, and the scoreline was probably a little closer than probably what it should have been suggested, because, I mean, you get a penalty a bit out of nowhere, don't they, and then you score a screen. And it's kind of, you look at the same two goals that we conceded at Arsenal last week again, not massively being broken down at times. I thought we were pretty solid. I thought Martinez was excellent.
Back,
and especially
who was your man of the match?
Well, Casemiro or Martinez. Casemiro. I thought both of them seemed good. I thought Amad was great defensively as well.
Yeah,
today.
And Cunha's work.
But in the first half, I didn't like him because he was on the left and he kept coming inside. And I was thinking, stay out wide, and obviously he didn't do that and then scored a goal. So
the pass from Casemiro, the angle that he shot that at is brilliant.
Hello. I said on the bus on the way here, the bus driver went the wrong way, dickhead.
We
could have been here 3 minutes earlier if it wasn't for that bus.
I said to Riaz, if all we got to worry about is a bus.
But light. I said, I think, like we mentioned the other week, I'm glad that United have sort of nipped it in the bud about Casemiro, like, he's going, he's done, that's it. They're not dragging it out. Obviously, the news came out there was the potential of another year. They nipped it in the bud saying he's going. I think the rest of the season, people are going to really be on, like, the loving for Casemiro. Like, he's in a really good form. He obviously
likes as well.
He really likes, he can tell he loves the club. And I think, not that we've taken him for granted, because obviously there's been times where he's not been great, but the rest of the season, you know that he's going to be up for it.
He's one game a week.
And I think today, again, but then the worry is he can only do 60, 70 minutes, and then.
Yeah, but I don't think we should be taking him off, though. I said that under Amin. I don't think we take, you know. But as Riaz says, Ugarte came on for him. It wasn't a defender. It wasn't a weird switch. It was just like for life.
No, it is like for life, but the quality drops, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I don't understand that, right? Because you're saying, obviously, because he's going at the end of the year. And it's like, well, why? He's clearly now starting 11. He's clearly good.
Why is he going?
I don't know why he's
because
gone.
£350,000 a week.
He's on double, sort of renegotiate.
Well, yeah. I don't think he wants to.
He knows he can probably go to Saudi and get one more.
I'd get Maguire on like two-thirds of the wage for if he'll accept that. But Casemiro wouldn't accept that.
Let's go full giddy.
Yeah.
What happens if we are building something? We have another transfer window like last year, and we could be challenging for a Premier League. Would you not rather have that on your CV?
If he's happy to take it, I'd love him to stay.
I think where United need to rectify the mistakes of the past is he would be 34 at this stage next season. We've got to be building better than that. You keep a Maguire, you keep a Shaw, but you can't have four or five of them getting old.
In the know, do I mention this?
Yeah.
What I mentioned the other day on Friday. Someone that I know who know ITK in the know is saying that a certain Scottish player who has a very Mancunian accent. The working to get him back.
But that would be mad. You sell him for 20 and you buy him for 50 or 60. It's just crazy. I don't
do that for a 29-year-old.
No, I don't. But then, is this Camavinga?
The person that I spoke to is best mates with Tom Heaton and said it is a thing.
Nathan, freelance. For anything, photographic needs, a grafter, a lovely guy. So we're going to mention this every month or so. Nathan's gone freelance. He's a great photographer. He'll do weddings. He'll do, or you know, any type of photography. How do people get in hold of you?
Reach out on here, Instagram, email.
Okay. What's your Instagram then for people?
Just at Nashmall, NASHMALL.
Right. Seriously, if you've got any, because a lovely reader got in touch and said, would you do a corporate day? and they were really impressed. So, like, because it's hard, he's gone freelance, back him if you can. If you've got, if you know anyone who's going to do a photography gig, no, I'm being serious.
I was laughing because I was saying to Barry last night, I was like, Red News Podcast, sponsored by Nathan Ashmore Photography.
A couple of quick asides. We saw the Met police spotters for Fulham, and they said, "What? Will a load of Hugh Grants come running up the street in tweed? Like, come on!"
My hate of the week.
Yeah.
So obviously there was the protest before the game. There was a bloke. I'll send you a picture, didn't I? Forefront of all the banners, his glazes out, blah blah blah. Stood there in his brand new United Stone Roses jacket that's cost him 100 quid. It's like, make your mind up. You can't be kicking off about the club and then wearing that.
The bucket head. But you've got a nitpick on a couple of things.
If people want to support the club, they can support him whatever way they want.
No, but
you
know my attitude is fight every owner. Look. We've got to get the pathway for the Glazers out. And my mates on that, on the protest arbit, I was proud of. Because it wasn't spectacularly big, but it was all right. And I was so proud of them because I think you put pressure on when we're winning. You put pressure on every owner. Ineos have done some positive things. And they haven't done what the Glazers done. But equally, Ineos have done some appalling things on the match-going fan base. And the only way you do that, coming from a fanzine that protests, is by protesting. We have to get the Glazers out. You were irked, weren't you?
It really annoyed me because you were saying, obviously, it affects sales, doesn't it? Everyone was gathering. And we moved down from our regular spot. And people at the back end were all like, oh, this isn't a very good protest. It's a bit rubbish. And there was more than about five people easily that I heard that were moaning about this. It's pathetic, it's stupid. It's like, what on earth are they doing it for? It's like, I had no H the week before. That really did annoy me because I'm sat there thinking, who cares if it doesn't look good? They're trying to do something. I was like, yeah, it didn't look great and it did look a little bit daft, but they're doing something. They got the megastore shut by protesting in front of it. That is something.
And fair play. Even an iota of protest brings it back. The Glazers remain. Keep winning United on pitch. But we've got to, the cancer remains, we've got to hear how they're going. You know, it was promised. And we'll deal Ineos on a step-by-step basis. Some good, some absolutely appalling. And the ticketing, they've got to get a grip with these ogres making decisions. Anyway, my hate of the week is Kevin. He just introduced him as Kev. All right, Kev.
So, that's quite funny. I've got a question for you. Casemiro is our highest paid player. Do you know what his full name is? Do you know what Casemiro's actual name is?
No, I don't. Do you?
Only because I looked it up today. Do you know what his name is? His name is Carlos Henrique Casemiro.
Oh, I like that. Because Matheus Cunha's got two middle names, hasn't he? I know that.
I just think it's like the Kevin thing. Obviously, Brazilians have that one name. But it's mental that I've never even thought to look what his actual name is.
It just, in a very petty way, offended me that. Kev. All right, Kev.
Carl.
Cass.
Carl.
Maybe we can ask. Do you know what I thought today? What pleased me, even though we let in two goals? Obviously, the win, buzzing. We looked like a football team for fast periods. Not spectacular. You said a 7 out of 10, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we look like we know what we're doing.
Which is great.
There's some nice little passages of play and little flicks and stuff that are coming off. And the players look happy on the pitch, don't they? And it's nice. I thought Fulham looked all right as well. I thought they moved the ball.
They're a good spinner. They're only seventh in the league. You know. If they'd have won today, they'd only been 1 point behind us.
That's a good team we beat. That's a good team. Like, they look good. That scouts bastard for them. Wilson was very good.
He could have scored in that first touch, couldn't he? But the way he took that goal was brilliant. That was really good.
Giles, who bought the mag, now that's three lads who've come up in the last two games and said they're buying the mag to support the pod. Giles, that means a lot. Come on, because as I say, like, we've last game to sell this one, Spurs, we've not got many left. Thanks everyone who bought it today. We've got two games to sell, three really good mags, and hopefully an interview. So please, you know, like, support if you can. Anything else? We'll go to anything else?
No, just good zen. beat Spurs next week, four on the bounce, and put some pressure on Villa. It might, it might be on.
That guy is getting ready to shave his head.
It's coming. It's coming.
Call
the what's barber. His plan afterwards?
I think it needs to be half time.
What's
on the
his
pitch.
Plan afterwards? What does he do? Ria, so I know you didn't want to appear because you only like it when you're on here moaning. What did you make it today?
I was just thinking, it's 3 weeks since that Brighton game when all seemed lost, and it's been incredible transformation. Actually looking forward to going to the game. Today I don't think we played brilliantly. But yeah, it was all about
you know, like a mundane performance, yeah. Just turn up.
Oh yeah. But it was all about winning today. It was a massive, my goodness.
Sorry, Paul.
All about winning.
What did you make?
Thought we tried to throw it away, but got out of jail, basically.
How are you?
Here's a question. Would we still be in the FA Cup if we'd have acted sooner with Carrick? Or does it not matter?
I don't think so.
Not really. About the FA Cup. Yeah. Three down, 14 to go. It's fucking on, isn't it?
We're hunting them down.
We're hunting them down. They're basically, as that 4-0 win that Leeds yesterday, they're quaking.
But what do you make? So
today, they didn't press enough. It was, we were very, very fortunate to be 2-0 up. It was there was no press. Like the last 2 weeks, when they've been like trying to play out from the back, we've been really pressing them in the opposition's the final third sort of thing.
Yeah.
There was none of that today. There just wasn't the intensity. We can't do that. Today showed it. We were very, very fortunate.
Well, we got away with a VAR, didn't we? Which was far superior to times. Yeah. They said it was going to be quicker this season, and then it ends up 9 minutes.
We just got away with it full stop today. They were, we look a threat when we were like, when we're sort of running at teams.
Today, we have now scored more goals this season than we did the whole of last season.
Yeah, I can believe that.
That's today we've gone in the last three.
But I can't be too negative because 14 games time, it'll be here, won't it? 21.
Do you stand seriously on Carrick? Would either of you?
Not yet.
No,
not yet. Just see what pans out.
I've got an open mind because I've got no real preferred candidate. The thing is, what we can't do is if we win the next five, we give him the job.
Yeah.
What you do, you let things play out and you make a decision at the end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, with cool heads and because times.
Yeah, it's a tremendous start, but it was like if it had seen us today attack players in possession and we'd like not just like rabid running around like lunatics pressing, but controlled pressing and like we have done the last 2 weeks, that City and that Arsenal game. It was like there were like instances where we were like really would go in on him, and it's like they were sensing blood and they were drawing mistakes out of him. Was there's none of that today. It was very, very, very
flat. I thought it was flat, but in not a bad way flat. Just like, but Riaz made the point on the bus fucking driver went the wrong way. Never had that before, but that we are now going to be playing. We kept saying, oh, Amorim, if he gets his week, you know, but we are going to play a lot of teams playing Thursday, Sunday or European football, and we have got those weeks off, so we will see if that does make the difference, you know.
Even at Palace,
I think it'll be easier.
Yeah,
I think Spurs will be easier next week.
Yeah, we've got a win now,
and I am the one I want as well, because we've had a horrendous record at West Ham in recent. Someone said we've lost 5 out of the last 7. There was that shit the bed Jose 0-0. We've got to turn up at fucking West Ham. You know, like really, come on, they're third, fourth, bottom or whatever. Start beating those fodder. Beat the fodder.
Well, that's what we couldn't do on the other end. Again, those 5 home games on the bounce just did.
Well, you were never a fan,
were
you?
Guys. No, I think Nick and I at Bilbao would come out the stadium and said he's got to go.
But
because he's not good and he's not lucky.
Do you feel, because some Reds.
I don't know why we're still talking about it.
But a couple of mates feel offended that he's not done a statement, which doesn't really bother me. But I will say that a lad today said, yeah, but you've got to remember, we sang his name for 14 months during dire things. Moyes had a plane calling him out after 7 months. You know, so I thought it did make me think, well, it's a bit petty, isn't it?
It's Stockholm Syndrome, isn't it? That's on us.
I said that earlier. Yeah, you did, yeah.
I don't really care.
No.
You know, he's gone, he's done, that's it. 14 games to go, mate.
Hates in a week, loves in a week. You're a granddad, so that's great.
I'm happy with that. Thank you very much. The only thing I don't like is Georgie Dorg, who's injured. Yeah. That's my hate of the week, honestly. What a player he is.
What are you on about? You've been slagging him off for 12 months.
Yeah, but then he played under Tarrant, Carrick.
Any hates of the week, Paul?
I can't think of any.
No, that's good. John, what do you make today?
Average. Really, really poor. I thought that sitting back might have gone under Carrick, but it's actually worrying me now, because if they're going to carry on playing like that, a lot of teams will score goals playing like that sitting back. I know we won. I'm really buzzing that we won. But you're always going to let goals in if you sit back. It doesn't matter who you play in the Premiership, you're going to let goals in. You can't sit back. You've just got to keep on the front foot, and if you let a goal in, so be it, but you're more likely to score. So I was peeved, really peeved with how they played, but buzzing that they got the result.
So do you stand on what they should be doing next?
I don't know. There's a bit of building needed. See who they can get. Replace Casemiro, because the other lads they've got for centre midfield aren't they, Anthony Garte. Every time he brings on the Garte and takes off Casemiro, we let goals in.
I've got an almost stirring, because Nick's just sent me a staring in the loins, because Nick's just showed me that it was a no-look pass from Casemiro for the goal. Look at that. Nick has actually done, you'll enjoy this, Nathan, Nick has done a TikTok video of him recreating the Cunha dance.
I did it when he scored today.
Oh God, he's doing it now. So if you followed our debacle on TikTok, watch it. Right, have we got anything else to add? We're happy.
That's it.
Three on the trot. When was the last time we won three on the trot? Yeah, but what's he going to do when he's had his haircut?
Have to think of something else.
See, some of us have to still sell a fanzine in the rain. There's purgatory forever for some of us. It's not purgatory. When it's good, isn't it, Riaz? It is the most beautiful aphrodisiac medicine drug.
Tony was not high octane of City and Arsenal, which were just unbelievable.
Yeah, but you're not going to believe it.
But today was what we needed. We just needed to win the
game. To win any dirty win. Yeah. But I love games. Not just the winner at the end, but I love mundane, you know, just rock up, Old Trafford win. All right, look forward to next week. And the demand for tickets today, people going, has anyone got a spare? You'll start seeing that really kick in now.
Do you know what was really good as well? I know a couple of these, obviously, because they always do, but not really that many people had left at the end stoppage time at 2-2.
Well, I was...
I know, but...
How did you see that coming?
Because you just know, because of last week. Sesko's goal again. Because that's what this football
club
does.
Imagine if you'd have bet on that. Don't bet.
That's what this football club does. But we said, though, we were like, this is the acid test today to beat someone like Fulham, and we're going to have the ball and have the emphasis. We had 42% possession today.
Did we?
I think that's interesting.
We can't keep getting away with that, though, can we?
No. So we've got to get better on the ball.
Well, I thought there were passages of play the last three games where we're actually passing it one touch. Martinez has made a huge... Where do you put the lit in? Where does he fit?
Because, I mean, at one stage, before he was injured, he was our player of the season.
I didn't think that was a penalty, but then I don't. I need to watch it. But it's one of those games you really need to watch back, isn't it? See, Presswich, I was very impressed with the Boozers. You were very nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I recommend it for Presswich.
How great is a podcast when you're struggling for what to say? That's how great United winning is. No slamming, no just...
Just a good one. Just a good move, good vibes.
Right, final words. Nathan.
Kevin.
There we go.
Baffled by that. And Kevin.
Have you mentioned Alan Keegan wearing the Stone Roses stuff as well? With his bucket hat.
I like the bucket hat. No, we can't end it. You like the bucket
hat. Yeah, definitely.
Well, no, this isn't paid advertising. Nobody ever gives us a freebie.
We've
got to end on a high. Come on,
give us a free bucket hat. We deserve it.
Who? Alan Keegan or?
Well, yeah, he can give us his bucket hat. He gets
Old men need hats.
It's a great name. That'd
be a great name for a film in the 80s, isn't it? Bald Men Need Hats.
I was sceptical that we'd win today because I thought it was going to be arguably a tougher test than the last two in a weird way. And it was, and we almost fucked it, but we still went on and won. So.
The fucking Reds. Glory, glory, Man United. Take care of yourselves, everyone. And we say to the regiment, watch fucking early doors on iPlayer. Take care.
Right, everyone. Hello again. So earlier on in the podcast, you heard me mentioning that no one knows that what Casemiro's actual full name is. Because for some reason it came to me. We recorded that half an hour ago. 17 minutes ago, United's official account has just posted because he won Man of the Match with his full name. So if you're listening to this, do not think that I only said that because United posted it. I said that off my own. So
here's the question. Are you the admin for the Man United?
Whoever the admin must be in the pub right now because they've... So, I'm leaving there. Leave it there. But
here's a question for you. Apparently, someone said this at half time, that this was the quiz before the game. And I thought, have we gone really highbrow? Someone said in March 1752, so we're highbrow in case then, in the old days, no chance. In 1752 March, what was the last thing that happened that never happened again in the UK that we got rid of? So March the 29th,
1752.
Union system.
Well, it's sort of the right. We got rid of the years ending. The year ended on March the 29th or whatever. And we changed it to December the 31st. But it's the reason the tax system works April to April. Going back there, I thought, that's blown my fucking mind.
Is it like the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar?
So you get all sorts of conversation on this pod.
I'm so glad I missed what you just said, because that sounded really, really boring.
On that note,
see you later.
United 3, Fulham 2, it's Ben and Zayden. Zayden, this is your 200th Manchester United first team game. What a result that is. Cross goals, it's Carrick, you know, hard to believe it's not Scholes. Zayden, what do you think to that then?
Good,
yeah? Who's your man of the match, by the way? I thought Casemiro had a really good game. You think Casemiro too? Yeah, I thought we started losing a little bit in midfield when Casemiro came off. What a game of football, eh? That Sesco goal, what a goal. What a goal, but oh my God. That's 3 wins out of 3 for Michael Carrick's Reds. Oh, football, bloody hell, eh? But Casemiro was good. I thought Cobby was good in midfield as well. I could tell when Casemiro went off, I thought we started losing midfield battle a little bit to Fulham because he was dictating everything. Casemiro getting stuck in as well. We know his legs are not going to last the, you know, 101 minutes and 52 seconds that we played the game of football today, but yeah. Brilliant, buzzing. Great header from Casemiro. Cunha's goal was a cracking goal as well, I thought, you know, scoring from that angle. But Sesco's goal, I thought, was goal of the day for me. You know, no panic, no rush, not snatching the shot. Took his time, found the top corner. Brilliant finish. And that was when we was under the cosh a little bit. Fulham brought it back to 2-2. But wonderful, wonderful Manchester United performance today. I thought Maguire and Martinez at the back were brilliant. Bruno with another assist as well today. It was just brilliant. It was just brilliant, really. Never give up. Never ever gave up. And that's what you like to see. And this is why I don't understand when it's not been all season. Was Amorim holding us back? Because, you know, we'd have lost this game. We'd have lost this game last year. Or under Amorim, we'd have lost this game, should we say. So the positivity is absolutely brilliant. Going out there under, when is it 2-2? You know, when it looking like Fulham are coming out on top of the game. You know, they've had a good golden period of the game. We kept on going. We searched for that winning goal straight away. Straight back at it. And that's what I like. That's what I love about it. And more he keeps winning, the more and more he puts his name in that hat for a full-time job. I don't care. You know what I mean? My main fear is, if he gets a tune out of this squad from now to the end of the season, and he goes unbeaten from now to the end of the season, we bring somebody else in for next season, and it doesn't work, and we're back to square one. So, I thought Carrick's been fucking fantastic since he's come in. His coaching staff has been really good. We might have questioned a few podcasts ago about bringing in Jonathan Woodgate and having this sort of Leeds thing with Wilcox here as well. But three wins out of three, you cannot, you know, question that. Casemiro, Casemiro. That is unreal, by the way. We're going to miss him next season. I know his legs are gone. He can't do the full 90 anymore. But he was superb today, Casemiro. He deserves everything. Oh, my God. Roll on Tottenham next Saturday, eh? Make sure you keep supporting the mag. I think Tottenham game is the last time you can get the current issue of Red News. It's going to be the last game to get the current issue of Red News. So keep on supporting the mag. Keep on supporting the podcast. Glory, glory, Man United. To the regiment. And Zayden. Zayden. You're going to sing Carrick. It's Carrick, you know. It's Carrick, you know. Hard to believe it's not Scholes. I will end it there, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, United.